sensitive about using the word sensitive to describe, for example, documents.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
And I actually spoke with our news director, Vince Duffy, about this. I wanted to get his thoughts. And he said, when it comes to sensitive, first of all, we don't actually use it that often in our copy, which was kind of my thought. But he also said that it's all about context. You know, he said, why use that when you could say maybe controversial? He also said that calling something sensitive can kind of venture into editorializing, so we have to be careful there.
What an interesting response to that word, which I had never thought about in this context. I certainly hear it when people talk about sensitive data, sensitive information. Given what's been happening with Facebook, there's been lots of talk about sensitive data and sensitive information. This got on my radar because of my geeky New York Times style manual project, where I am going back through the history of that guide and looking at usage issues that they address. And in 1999, the guide addresses the word sensitive. And what it says is sensitive means easily hurt or having keen sensibilities. It's used to mean secret, important, or diplomatically fragile is jargon. And I thought I had no idea that anyone was concerned about this word at all. That entry remains in the 2015 guide, but has a slightly different take. It still says if you're being precise, it means easily hurt or having keen sensibilities. It then goes on to say, in the sense of secret, important, or diplomatically fragile, it is overused.
Overused. See, that's not what I thought they were going to get bent out of shape over, but...
but clearly not something that they're encouraging their writers to use. And I went and looked at some of the coverage, the recent coverage of Facebook, and you see that the New York Times does appear to be avoiding that for the most part, that they'll talk about the data and then describe it as private or things like that, but they seem to avoid that phrase. Now, went back to look at the history of this to see what's going on. The word sensitive comes into English in the 15th century. It's of multiple origins, French and Latin. And it first comes in meaning to have sensation or sense perception. One is sensitive, you have senses. By the 18th century, we're coming to see those meanings that someone is affected by emotions, they've got delicate feelings. From there, it's someone who's easily hurt or offended, those meanings that we use a lot today. I was interested to see that it is as early as 1825 that you start to see the meaning of sensitive, meaning the potential to cause offense or alarm or controversy, this sensitive data or sensitive issue meaning. In other words, that use is about 200 years old. The New York Times style manual may be concerned about it, but it's old. And I went and looked in the AP style book, in Brian Garner's usage guide, in Fowler's usage guide. There is no discussion of sensitive used in this context. I then went and looked in the database, the Corpus of Contemporary American English, to see what words tend to appear next to sensitive. The most common are words like very and highly. But if you look at the nouns, the most common noun to appear with sensitive is information. And after information, it is issue. In other words, this meaning of sensitive is really common. And you have to get past information and issue to get to skin.
So that's interesting. So inanimate objects come before something that can actually feel sensation.
That's exactly right. That when you look at usage over the last 20 some odd years, it's clear that this meaning of sensitive in the sense of secret or diplomatically problematic or diplomatically delicate, that's the use of sensitive that we're using quite a lot now.
Well, I guess we can call it a sensitive matter. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.